Welcome to this episode of Sometimes I Talk to Myself. Hey guys, how are you all doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing pretty good. I am in Brooklyn making a little bit of coffee, getting ready for my day. And I am just super, super, I don't want to say excited because I say excited all the time. I'm not really excited, but I am happy to talk to you guys today. I know that the last couple episodes I've had guest speakers on, and I am going to be doing a lot more of that this year. But this time, I just wanted to talk to myself, to y'all. Just me. You guys get me today, okay? So, yeah, I just wanted to, first of all, update you guys. So my sister, she made it back to Chicago safely, and she absolutely fell in love with New York, so that makes me happy because I love New York and I just want everybody to love it. It is such a fun place to live and to be. It's really exciting. She told me, she was like, man, I'm missing it. She was only here for like 3 days, but she said, I'm missing it. And she said that New York is the definition of a vibe. It's what people call a vibe. So it's so cool. I'm here in the salon right now getting ready for my day, and you'll hear I have the patio door open, and you'll hear probably fire trucks and all kind of stuff going on outside. But it's kind of a nice day, so I thought, why not leave the door open? So yeah, what are we talking about today? Well, first of all, I have the cutest grandbaby in the world. I'm that grandma, okay? Like, I just have to brag on her for a minute. She is adorable. You know, she has the deepest dimples. Oh my gosh, so adorable. So I just wanted to tell y'all, she's doing well. She's absolutely beautiful. And she has my heart. So yeah, now moving on to what we're going to talk about for today. I really just sense, I don't know if you guys have been sensing it, but I just have this sense of there is something happening in the spirit realm. So for the last few nights, I've been waking up crazy early and then awake for like hours, you know, like awake until 5 a.m. I wake up at 1 and then I'm awake until 4 or 5 a.m. And so the night before last, I woke up and I didn't understand, but I could feel the gravity of the moment. And it wasn't gravity in a way like that's scary. It was just more so like something is happening in the spirit realm. And oh my gosh, like, whoa, you know, like what's going on? So I was up. So the last night, that night, I feel like I didn't utilize the time wisely. I don't even remember what I did. I was just awake. But I felt like I wish I had it to do over, because I would have spent some more time in prayer. Like I would have just been in prayer that entire time. And so last night, though, the same thing happened, where it was just this awakening. Like I woke up and I could sense. Can y'all feel it? You know, I know Passover and Easter is coming, all these things. I mean, maybe that's what it is, but I want to say this. I really sense that there's something happening in the spirit realm that God wants us to grab a hold of. I watched a video a friend sent me by Dutch Sheets, and he was talking about striking first. And it's very interesting, because I was even last night, so when I woke up to pray, I did pray and I went in, and then I took a minute, probably around maybe 2:30, 3 a.m., started writing my book, because I'm writing a book called I Cuss at the Devil. So I'm writing this book, and in this book, I'm getting like this revelation about the movie Angry Birds, and how his name is Red, that bird, everybody in the town did not appreciate his posture, his demeanor, his attitude. But when it came down to it, when the families were stolen from them, That bird was the one that they called on. Even the old bird who had saved them in the past, the mighty eagle, even the mighty eagle could not be found for help. It was little old Red, the one that everybody, you know, tried to pull in and tried to get him to change his attitude. It was that type of attitude that they needed in the end in order to get their families back. It reminded me of David, when David's families were taken. And I think it was Ziklag. They were taken. And his wives, and the wives of the men, they were all taken. And David had to inquire of the Lord, shall I go up and pursue them? Will I overtake them? And God said, go up. And the men were talking about stoning him. They wanted to kill him because their families had been taken. And so even in this movie, it reminded me of that. They didn't want to kill Red, but Red was kind of like, I told y'all something was funny about these dudes and y'all didn't listen. My God, how many times do we have a Red in our lives? Or how many times are we that person that has that discernment? Because here these piggies come and they're bringing things to the bird island that the birds had never seen. Fireworks and parties and slingshots and trampolines and all of this stuff. And they had never seen that before. And it made them excited. But something about it sent Red. Red said, look, something about this just ain't sitting right. And so he ends up going into the enemy's camp. He goes into their boat and he says, let me see what's going on in here. And he ended up getting two friends came along and they went to explore as well. And they found out that where the piggies said that there were only two of them, then all of a sudden they presented a gift at the party and it was another two. He said, hey, I thought you said it was only two of you guys or three of you guys. And so he said, something's not right. So when he ended up going into the boat, they found it was hundreds of them. And one of the little piggies said, we're hiding. My God, let me tell you something. I'm getting stirred up. You hear me? Let me tell you something. There are some things that you need to have a little bit of anger about, that you need to get a little bit mad about in your life, because it's some things that's hiding. The enemy may have presented this thing to you to say, oh, this is beautiful, but oh, look at this. You haven't seen this before. Oh, look at this opportunity that's being presented to you. You've never had anything like that before. Why don't you just go ahead and jump on in? But God says, I want to give you a red-like spirit. You know, we can make anything churchy. Listen, he said, I want you to discern what's actually going on. Because while the townspeople were clapping and cheering and playing and jumping and going along with the piggies, Red had this scowl on his face because he did not understand why the people could not see what he could see, that something was a little off. And all he wanted them to do was ask a couple of questions, go and investigate. And had they done what he did, then their families would not have been stolen from them in the night. So when they wake up, they realize, oh, all of our eggs, all of our future, our children are gone. You know, yes, they could have had more children, but imagine me and you. Let's say you have a child and imagine you go through, first of all, you love a person, you actually conceive a child. And then after conception, you carry the child for 9 months. And then after that, you birth a child and then you have the child, right? Somebody comes and takes your child. You say, oh, I could just have another one. Hell no. You want your child. You want your child that you conceived in love, that you birthed, that you carried, and then you birthed out. And so you could say, oh, they're just birds. They could just have more eggs. That's not the principle of the movie. The principle was this. Not in my house. You can't have what I birthed out. Absolutely not. And so Red ends up becoming the hero of the movie because that same attitude that the people disdained him for before ended up being the very thing that delivered the people. It ended up, he said, listen, y'all got to get angry. He said, y'all got to get angry. My God. He said, you got to get mad. So some of the abilities in some of those birds, they had not been using them. They had not tapped into those abilities because they hadn't gotten angry enough. So that's what my book is about. It's about I cuss at the devil, because sometimes you just got to get mad enough to say, hey, the buck stops here, not Not a step further, devil. Not a step further, Satan. So I said that to say because I was up last night and that revelation hit me and I started writing my chapter called Angry Birds. And I realized, like, this is what God is saying. God is saying to us right now, it's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's so many times like we have been in this place where we're just kind of taking it. But God said, I know I want you to take it by force. I said, God, what you want me to do? He said, apply. I said, apply for what? He said, everything. He said, I want you to do it all because I've given you authority in the earth. Wherever your foot treads belongs to you. So go and take it in the name of Jesus. My God. So, hey. My word for you guys today is to get mad, to get angry. It's a little chapter in my book, Angry Birds, but also it's something that God is stirring up. Man, I woke up out of my sleep before I started writing and I was praying for, I don't know how long, it felt like 2 hours, but I was just going in over my family, over my life, over the things that I feel like have been stolen from me. Let me tell you something. If you come, guys, you can sense in the spirit when something is about to happen for you in the natural that is good. You can feel it. You know it's coming. You could sense it. It's like something good. You just get excited. Have you ever had that? Where you just start to just praise and you just like, wow, this thing is about to happen. The thing that I've been praying for, the thing that I've been waiting for, the open doors that I've been waiting to manifest, it's about to happen right now. I could tell. I could feel it. But then all of a sudden it seems like that season comes and then it goes. And you're like, but it didn't happen. Well, what happened? That is a spirit of, it's a demonic spirit of delay. It's a demonic spirit because delay is not to say you can't have it, but if Satan can delay it, then that means he can put you in a spirit, a cycle of hopelessness where you don't believe like you used to, where your faith is not as strong as it used to be. And so then when he gets you there, then the goal is to keep you there. So then, okay, I tried this and it didn't work. I guess it's not, when you were younger or when you felt more, fire, a passion about a thing, you'd be like, oh, they said no, well then I'm going to the next one and I'm going to the next one. So what he wants to do is delay. And so what we have to do is be awake in this season and contend for what God has said. If I feel like God has said it at this point, I'm going to war over it. If he said it, I'm going to battle for it in the name of Jesus. Do you hear me? So I just want to say to you guys, this is what was on my heart. Y'all, God is up to something in our lives. God is moving. He is moving. He's doing something. And when you sense it in the spirit, come directly into agreement with it. Get into agreement with heaven because heaven is in agreement already with you. Blessings are already released over your life. He said, I know the Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts and the plans I think towards you. Plans to give you hope and a future and bring you to an expected end. Hope and a future. God, his plans for you. He said, if you ask me for bread, I won't give you a stone or snake. He said, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. He said, we just need to delight ourselves in him. But we delight ourselves, but we forget that, hey, there is an enemy. So I wanted to encourage somebody today. Get your structures back in place. I had to go back to creating a budget. I said, okay, listen, I'm trying to attain some things. And I know God can do it supernaturally, but I need to get back on a budget. Like, I need to get that together. So I started to do that and I was like, okay, what's the next thing I can do? Okay, so I ended up re-downloading MyFitnessPal. I said, okay, MyFitnessPal, I need to get this crap together so I can know what I'm into, what am I eating? Everything is a free-for-all. Money coming in, you don't know what's coming in. You just, okay, I'm just, or food, okay, I'm just going to eat whatever. No. Yes, it's a time of freedom, but structure does have to be in place. So my word is get structure back in place. Get pissed off enough at the enemy that you start to make some decisions. I think really the one thing too that was really just a blessing to me from this movie is the fact that those birds didn't realize what they carried. Even the one bird who was an anger management teacher, he said to her, he said, you got to get angry. Some of y'all so sweet, y'all don't even know how to fight. My God, God told me, he said, yeah, Seth, let me tell you something right now. Everybody ain't going to like you. You're going to have to be okay with that. Everybody ain't going to like you. And I'm going to tell you that too, sister, brother. Everybody ain't going to like you. And that's okay. But you're going to have to get angry enough about your stuff, about the stuff that's affecting the people that is in your life, like your family members, your friends. I had a friend, something happened, and I was going in about my family. Well, I threw her in there, too, and I prayed fervently about that thing. Because guess what? When it affects the people that I love, it affects me. You hear me? So we got to get angry enough. If we start to connect the dots like that and stop leaving people out, and it's not us four and no more, but we're the body of Christ. My God, I want to see unity in the body so bad. Like, I feel like that is something that God is even requiring. He's desiring. So anyway, I just, that's all I had. I did not mean to go in like that, but I just wanted to say that because I feel like there's something happening, and I don't want anybody that is listening. It's a train coming, but I don't want anybody listening to miss out on what God is about to release, or what he's released already. We just have to meet it in time. You hear me? That means we have to meet it there in time. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this podcast. I thank you, Lord, for the movie Angry Birds. I thank you, Lord, for raising up violence on the inside of us, that we begin to get violent about the things that is getting violent with us, Lord, that it's become violent with our family. Lord God, that we won't just go back to sleep when we get a dream about something happening to one of our children or our family members, Lord, that we would say, I canceled that assignment in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. You know what, y'all, I will say this thing. I prayed last night. I was praying and I called forth a deaf and dumb spirit on the enemy. Do you hear me? I said, you will not be able to see, hear, or even perceive what God is doing in my life. I said, you will find out what everybody else finds out. But a monitoring spirit, I break your power right now in the name of Jesus. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would give us bold prayers, that we will begin to pray how Jesus prayed. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you said greater works than these that we will do. So, Father, I pray that we will begin to walk in the greater in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that holy anger will rise up on the inside of us, that same anger that Jesus had when he flipped over tables. God, I thank you that we would not care so much about what people think or how they'll perceive our response. But God, when there's injustice, God, your people will stand and they will rise in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the release of every good thing. God, I say quadruple manifold blessings over your children, God. I thank you for repayment for things that have been lost, God. Because we are still alive, we still have access to those things in the name of Jesus. So we call for a repayment, Lord God, double, quadruple, in the name of Jesus, of what has been stolen, what has been taken, God. We snatch it back in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Wow. Okay, I'm done. Wow. Thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God. All right, I'm coming down. I'm coming down. I'm coming down. Okay, I pray that you guys have a blessed day. Today is going to be absolutely amazing. And we will talk next week. We'll see what God is up to. This is how I fight my battles. I'm encouraging myself today. And I pray that somebody would take something from this and be encouraged yourself. And let your angry bird rise up and get mad enough at the devil. You hear me? And y'all be looking for my book, I Cuss at the Devil. It's going to be good. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.